Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
If you have ever been tempted to think that Christians should not face stress, ponder the stress that some of the heroes of the Bible faced. Consider Daniel in the lion's den. If God doesn't bring deliverance, he's on the menu for breakfast the next morning, which would have been terminal stress. Then think of Esther, the young woman who risked her life by going before King Xerxes. "If I perish, I perish," she cried. Yes, she knew what stress is. Then there's Joseph, falsely convicted of sexual assault, unjustly thrown into prison, seemingly forgotten by God because of his moral uprightness. Don't think that Joseph was a stranger to stress. He knew all about it. If they had given gold medals for stress, however, the Apostle Paul would surely have deserved one. His entire life was a study of stress. Consider just a few of the stressful events of the second missionary journey. He has an argument with his best friend Barnabas. That's stressful. He wants to go north into Bithynia or Russia as we know it today, but the door was slammed shut. That's stressful. Finally, coming to Philippi, he was not well received, but beaten and thrown into prison. The stress meter must have really jumped when all of that happened. Yet Paul wrote, "We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed." Frankly, there are times when you face stress because you are doing the right thing. The wife whose husband is a rascal, the youth who is rejected by his parents because of his faith, the individual who is ostracized or persecuted because he or she doesn't go along with the crowd. To suggest that believers should be immune from the consequences of stress is about as unrealistic as saying that Christians should never have colds or the flu. But, and I want you to get this, the way you as a Christian view stressful events and circumstances and how you relate to them has a great deal to do with how you cope with them. At some point, you must ask, where is God in relationship to the events in my life that are causing me so much stress? Has God forsaken me or forgotten me? Or is he still in charge of the events which are really stressing me out? At some point, when you face stress, you must ask, do I believe what Paul wrote in Ephesians 1:11, which says that God works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will? Do I believe Romans 8:28 is still true? That God works all things for good because I love him and I'm called according to his purpose? Now, if you answer yes to those questions, you begin to see the stressful events as tools in the hand of a loving God, as he fully is in control, and he will take them and begin to use them in shaping your life, possibly knocking off some of the rough edges, bringing you into conformity with the purpose and will of God, or showing you how strong he is. You are then no longer a victim, a target of individuals who dislike you or hate you. You are God's child, and you begin to seek solutions from a totally different perspective from that of the person who is not a Christian or does not understand God's ways. For the child of God, nothing takes him by surprise. He knew about those situations that cause you stress long before you were ever created. May I say it again? The way you as a Christian view stressful events and how you relate to them has a great deal to do with how you cope with them. Either you are a victim of circumstances or a child of the King. One or the other, but not both.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.